to Mindset Transformations Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna. Do you feel the need to do more with your life? Are limiting beliefs holding you back from true success? Enjoy a unique blend of interviews, discussions, and transformation coaching in every show. Get the tools for success. The Mindset Transformation Radio Show with your host, Coach Myrna.
Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show on podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today I want to talk to you on the subject, how to overcome fear and find your joy. Part one, the energy of fear. Now, today is going to be one of my teaching broadcasts. It's just going to be you and me. So I hope that you set your intention that if you have fear residing in your personal space and in your mind, that you will find one nugget from this broadcast today that can move you past that fear. I want to let you know that fear is an energy. Thoughts are the most powerful energy force in the universe. Your thoughts can either be positive or negative. And heading up the rear of your negative thoughts is fear. It is the bottom feeder of all the emotions. If you allow fear to linger in your body and in your mind, it will not only attract the thing you fear the most into your experience, but it would also bring disease to your body. All diseases can be traced back to negative thoughts and fear. Negative thoughts transform your body into an acidic state. And diseases are always acidic. Fear is a negative thought magnified to the thousandth degree. In fear mode, your body is activated in the fight or flight mode. It tenses. Your breathing is shallow. Your heart races and palpitates. Your blood pressure is elevated. Your hands and your body sweat. And you're preparing for a danger. And it serves you well if it's real danger. But fear is not real danger. Fear is false evidence appearing real. So it's not a good place to dwell. Unfortunately, your brain cannot detect the difference between your imagined fear and reality. So a person in the grip of fear cannot tell the difference, and neither can your mind. They cannot tell that is indeed false evidence appearing real. So today, I want to teach you how to use positive energy to clear the negative energies of fear. But first, before I go there, I would like to review with you one of the spiritual laws that actually has to do with fear, and that is the law of reaping and sowing. We all know the physical laws, like gravity, but some laws are physical and some are spiritual and quantum. And understanding the universal law of sowing and reaping can change your world, especially if that world has fear in it. Understanding that whatever you create in the spiritual world of your thoughts will manifest in your physical world. Put another way, that means that whatever you plant in the fertile soil of your mind will manifest in your physical world. Just like when you plant an apple tree. Except in the spiritual world, the soil is your mind. The seeds are your thoughts. The water are your actions. And the sun is your feelings. If you allow fear to dwell in your heart and mind every day, you will manifest an apple orchard in your reality, because energy flows where attention goes, and whatever you focus on expands. You see, everything is energy, and energy attracts similar energies. You can't put out negative energy and expect positive results. Just like you can't plant an apple tree and expect oranges. Same rule works. Likewise, you can't focus on what you fear and produce a positive result. If you are constantly thinking of the things you fear, you're planting a seed, and based on the universal law of reaping and sowing, it must germinate. The mind, or your consciousness, is connected to your reality. Think of something strong enough or long enough, and it will eventually manifest in your reality. There are six words I would like you to stamp on your mind. You become what you think about. And when you realize that your mind is a garden, you will begin to plant only the things you desire. So that is similar to the law of attraction. When I teach on the law of attraction, that is how you can plant, setting intention, and also work in the same way, because it's all energy and it's all quantum. But for now, for today, we are going to focus on the law of sowing and reaping. So let's take a quick station break, and I'll be right back to start you off with some exercises in order to transform this fear into positive energies. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I traveled the world for almost four decades, and I met some extraordinary people along the way, one of which was a young man in the Republic of South Africa. Now, this young man grew up under the apartheid regime. The general consensus at that time was that people of his persuasion had a smaller brain capacity than that of the European. That they were untrainable and could only undertake simple work which demanded only a low skill level.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I am your most gracious host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are talking on the topic, how to overcome fear and find joy. Today's segment is part one, the energy of fear. In the first segment, I talked to you about the law of sowing and reaping and how that works with planting fear in your mind, because whatever you plant, you will reap. That is the law of the universe, and it is finite. It does not change. Now, as we go into our second segment, I'm going to be using some practical exercises and some examples in order to move you through out of the negative energy of fear into the positive energy of joy. So, first exercise is, I want you to do is to write down something that is opposite of what you fear and start giving it the same attention you have been given your fear. And since light conquers darkness, it will eventually have your fearful lunch, no doubt. So, let me help you. So let's say that you are afraid of flying. So the opposite of that is you're going to imagine that you're having fun traveling the world. You are going to pull up the pictures in your mind that I know that you have been studying of all the beautiful places that you would like to see and you would like to go. And you are going to be thinking of what you're going to do when you're there. You're going to have daily affirmations about complementing your desire. you know, something along the lines of, you know, I am going to eat my fearful lunch and light conquers darkness. And if you might want to stand in scriptures, you know, when the, you know, the Bible says, God says, I know the plans I have to for you, plans to prosper you and to work for your good. Whatever affirmations you want to use that speaks directly to your fear, you're going to go ahead and do that. And I want you to visualize having fun and doing something opposite to what you fear until you're not sure what is imagined and what is reality. The same way you let fear take you out of your reality. Now, don't get disappointed if this takes some time to perfect, because, you know, you're trying to trick the mind. And remember that positive things takes time to manifest. It's just the bad ones that come very quickly. But any positive change you're trying to make is going to take some time. So, you know, do this whenever you're meditating or whenever you're sitting quietly, and just keep working at it and working at it. And sooner or later, you're going to see the results that you're looking for. Now, weeds are going to sprout out. Like negative thoughts of failure, negative thoughts will sprout out. You know, it's a must. Any gardener has to cultivate the soil and has to look for weeds and has to be, you know, you don't do it once a year. You know, a gardener might do it once a week. You are going to be looking for your weeds and your negative thoughts every morning when you get up. Because when you wake up, your body is reset. And you have to actually make the effort to bring back your negative thoughts. So first thing in the morning is when it's much easier to pull up the weeds. So you find the weeds, you find the negative thoughts, and you dig them up. Right? Cultivate your mind for success. Now, life is energy. And whatever you put out is returned to you. And the mind does not care what seeds you plant. It would always return whatever it is that you plant. So you can plant wealth or you can plant poverty. You can plant fear or you can plant happiness. The choice is yours. You are the gardener. I want to share with you an excerpt from the book, The Wise Heart, A Guide to the Universal Teachings of Buddhist Psychology. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the story of the Buddha, but Buddha faced plenty of his own fear and terror of imminent death. This is a passage from the Buddha's early writings that Jack Kornfield, a teacher who helped introduce Buddhist mindfulness practice to the West, quotes in his book. So here goes. The Buddha would sit. Would it be dark of the month with no moon? I were to enter the most strange and frightening places, near tombs in the thick of the forest, that I might come to understand fear and terror. And doing so, a wild animal would approach, or the wind rustle the leaves, and I would think, perhaps the fear and terror now comes. And being resolved to dispel the hold of that fear and terror, I remained in whatever posture it arose, sitting or standing, walking or lying down. I did not change until I faced that fear and terror in that very posture, until I was free of its hold on me. And having this thought, I did so. By facing the fear and terror, I became free. Because that is the only way you can face a bully. Whenever a bully tries to take away your joy, you have to face it, you have to stand, you have to become immovable, and you have to give it all you've got. Because fear is false objects appearing real. And as per the passage, can be released by standing your ground. Our instinctive reaction to fear is to turn and run. Because as humans, we are hardwired to run from pain and towards pleasure. But as the Buddha teaches in the passage above, if you stand and have the courage to not move, you become free of fear and realize that your imagination is always worse than the reality. Let me share with you a personal story and how I overcame fear. When I first came to the United States of America, I came as a business owner, a limousine operator. I did not have any of the benefits of permanent residence. As my business was building, I decided to earn money on the side as a salesperson selling vacations. I was not authorized to work in the U.S., so I became very fearful of being found out and being deported. Every night, I would have nightmares that the immigration officials would come to my house and bang on my door and take me away in handcuffs. Sometimes I would dream that they would throw me in the back of the trunk in handcuffs. You know, my dreams were very, very scary. And I would wake up in a cold sweat almost every time. One day, my pastor preached a sermon on fear. He said that God promises to carry your burdens and your heavy loads. So he said, give them to God. He said, when you give your fears and heavy loads to God, you can't worry or take them back because that would mean that you don't have faith in God's promise to carry them. He asked the congregation to write our fears and heavy burdens on a piece of paper and ceremoniously throw them at the altar, giving them to God. I wrote my fear of being deported on a piece of paper and threw it on the altar. In doing so, I became free because I gave it away to someone else, God. The good news is that I'm no longer afraid of anything. Every time something comes up that would potentially make me fearful, I would face it and know that it would always work out for my good. I stand on the scripture. I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you. So, face your fear. It can never be worse than you imagined it to be. And once you've faced it, then the next step is to transfer it. Because we don't want it being stuck there. We have to move it. And we want to move it into joy. Because that's what we want. We all want happiness. We want joy. We want to live a life unshackled. So, my next wisdom teaching is going to be coming from Yogi Sri Sri Ravi Shankar. The yogi teaches that in order to transfer your fear into energy of joy, you need to meditate. So, we're going to do a quick meditation so that I can show you how it's done. If you're driving or not in a place that you can actually meditate, then you can go back and listen to this recording on iTunes if you're listening to it on the radio right now. And then you can listen to it when you are able to do the exercises. So, find a chair and sit comfortably. Place your feet flat on the floor, hands clasped in your lap in front of you. Close your eyes. Be present. By focusing on your breathing. Feel your belly rise and fall under your clasped hands. Breathe in for a count of four and breathe out for a count of six. Thus slowing down your rhythmic cycles. Be mindful of the air as it passes through your nostrils, down your esophagus, and into your abdomen. If your mind wanders off, bring it back gently to your breath. Your mind can only concentrate on one thing at a time. Concentrating on your breath bypasses your mind. Once you slow your cycles and quiet your mind, you are now in the receptive mode to change your programming. I want you now to think briefly about something you fear. In our example today, we are going to use the fear of flying. And today, we are going to use our imagination to replicate this fear of flying while we are sitting comfortably and safely in our chairs. So let's begin. I want you to visualize that you're at the airport with your loved ones, your husband, and two children. Or if you're not married, your significant other, but someone that you want to spend quality time with, someone you want to go to Italy, Venice, and have a romantic time with. Now, you chose Venice, Italy, because you want a romantic vacation with your husband or your significant other. You can't wait to ride on the gondolas and be serenaded with live music, go to the opera, and have the experience of taking a water taxi to the store. You are so excited. This energy is positive. You let the feeling of Europa wash over you. Your body tingles with excitement and with this positive energy. You are feeling good. Now, you are boarding the plane. Start to feel a little anxious. You board the plane. You find your seat. You buckle yourself in. The pilot announces that your flight time is 6 hours and that he will be flying at a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet. He advises you to give your attention to the flight attendant and pay attention to the safety information. You notice your exits. You listen to what to do in the event of a water landing. Your mind is going nuts with fear. Your heart starts to palpitate rapidly and you start to sweat. Now the airplane is taxiing down the runway at full speed. It lifts off the ground. You squeeze your husband's hand. You're hardly breathing. Your whole body is tight. The plane is climbing. It shakes a little and you're so scared the sweat starts to drip from your forehead. The plane reaches cruising altitude. The pilot turns off the fasten seatbelt sign and people are starting to move about the plane. You calm down a little, but still aware of every movement of the plane. The flight attendant comes around and offers beverages. You ask for a glass of wine. You drink it, and it takes the edge off of your nerves a little bit. You're feeling calmer. The flight is uneventful. Nothing bad's happened so far. But after what seems like an eternity, the pilot announces that in 30 minutes he will be starting his descent into Venice. Your fare returns. The plane shakes as it descends, and you are once again in the grip of fear. You're imagining dying, the plane crashing. But the plane touches down and speeds down the runway at breaking speed. Your body is tight, your breathing is shallow. And then it is all over. You're still alive. You faced your fear and came out on the other side. Hallelujah. You exit the plane and you are in Venice, about to have the time of your life. I want you now to realize that you have taken your first flight in your mind. I want you to realize that fear is false evidence appearing real. I want you to realize that once you face your fear like a bully, it backs down. I want you to realize that the energy of fear is keeping you stuck. I want you to realize that whatever you fear, just like we took a ride on an airplane and came out alive on the other side, that is how all fear works. It has no real power over you. The only thing that's holding you back from doing the things you want to do is all in your mind. So, the only way to clear it is to start with the mind. Do a dress rehearsal in your mind and then do it in the physical. The first step to overcoming fear is to face the fear. The second step is to clear it from the place it is planted in your mind. Take a moment now and ask your higher self where your fear came from. So since we're on the example of flying, we're going to ask, where did the fear of flying come from? When was this fear planted? When you get the answer, you may think to yourself, boy, was I silly. Or you could have a legitimate reason to be afraid of flying. Someone you know could have died in a plane crash, or you yourself could have been in a plane emergency landing and since then have become fearful. The thing to remember is that every time you drive on the highway, you could die. You are aware of thousands of people who have died in car accidents, yet few people have a fear of driving in a car. So understanding where the fear comes from and being conscious of its hold on you is the second step. Okay, so we are going to take another quick station break, and I will come right back with the third step of clearing this energy and replacing it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He grew up listening to these words and formed a belief system based on his thought untrainable. You see, if you tell a man that he's incapable for long enough, he will start to believe you. Tell a man we're untrainable. When the truth is manipulated, a false sense of reality is then created. We're untrainable. Which in turn promotes a limited perspective on human potential. And will keep people trapped in a state of perpetual mental servitude.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are speaking on the topic, how to overcome your fear and find joy. This is part one of this segment. and we are focusing on the energy of fear. In our first couple of segments, I talked to you about the law of reaping and sowing, and how if you plant fear in your mind, then you could never have a positive result of joy, because negative energy produces more negative energy. And then in our second segment, we looked at how you can face the fear, and once you faced it, you will back down, because just like a bully, once you have called its bluff, then you have gained your freedom, and you are free. So in this segment, I'm going to teach you how to clear it once and for all by replacing it with positive energy. So we're going to use the positive energy of gratitude. You can use any positive energies. You can use the positive energy of gratitude, joy, hope, compassion. Any positive energy will replace the fear, because fear is the bottom feeder of all emotions. So it doesn't take much to replace it. So once again, I would like you to sit comfortably in a chair. And I want you to imagine that you see a bright light. And this bright light enters the crown of your head. And this bright light is positive energy. Now, the light moves from your head down through your cheeks, down through your throat, to your chest, down through your abdomen, to your legs, and through your feet. Feel this light fill all your energy centers, and you become fully relaxed. Now I need you to gather this energy up in your chest area, because this is your heart center and your heart chakra. And I want you to expand this energy out like a beam. I need you to expand it past the room you're sitting in, past your house, past your city, past your country, past the clouds, past the sun, past the planet, and into the stratosphere. Feel yourself floating in cyberspace. Feel how good you feel to have this energy radiating out from you. Feel the space of infinite intelligence. This is your source. Now I know you're feeling good, but I want you to think of the thing you fear right now. And then I would like you to replace that feeling of fear with the feeling of gratitude. Gratitude that you're alive. Gratitude that you're in your sound mind. That you have a place to sleep and food to eat. Gratitude that you're wealthier than 95% of the people in the world. And that you have resources to travel to exotic destinations. Feel this gratitude. Make a promise not to let fear rob you again of your joy. Now set a new intention. Set a new intention to fly to the first place on your bucket list within a year if fear of flying is what you fear. If you fear leaving your dead-end job and finding a new one, pick an action that you're going to do, set a time limit, a month, 6 months, that you're going to do this action. Set the intention now. That's the first part. Now, you can stay in this place of feeling good. Let this feeling linger over you. As we wrap up our segment today, I would love to hear your comments and what some of your fears are. And if you've received a successful result of transferring it with the exercises that I taught in this segment. If you know of someone that's fearful, please share this podcast with them. And if you found this content helpful, please remember to subscribe and post a review. The Transform Your Mind podcast is giving away a free checklist that you can do every morning to replace your fears with positive affirmations. To receive your free checklist, please rate and review this podcast and iTunes. If you're listening to it on the radio, look for Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna. And send me an email to info@myhelps.us with the subject line iTunes Review. And I will send you your free checklist. If you'd like to be a guest on the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and podcast, please send me an email as well to info@myhelps.us or visit me on the web at www.myrnayounghelps.com. That is MYRNAYOUNGHELPS. It was a pleasure being with you in this episode. Until next time, namaste.